Okay, so our last item is to go back over our meeting today and see if there there's follow-up that is necessary or appropriate or questions about anything as we move through it. First item we had was the, you know, obviously we did the consent agenda. I don't intend to revisit that. And then the state forester comments. First item where there was action was the agency budget request. Everybody clear with where we are with that? Anything else that we should think about related to that? We also had a
one thing, just to be completely transparent. One thing Bill mentioned to me that he didn't discuss a lot at that is the motion to send the letter of support like we normally do. It probably needs a little bit of revision, and we would work through Tom to do that. Is the board comfortable with that approach to make sure?
I don't see any thumbs. I'm taking that as a board's okay with that. Okay. The next item, the financial update with the dashboard design review and contractor recommendations. I thought that was a really good, helpful discussion and brought in the work of MGO. Anything further on that item? Not seeing anything. Just barge in if you feel like it. Fire system readiness. I think that was just
Tom,
a...
Tom?
Yeah.
I want to bring up one issue. I almost brought it up under our comment time this morning, but I brought it up before, and I don't want to repeat myself as a scold, but the issue that I struggle with is all of the stakeholder comments coming in so late. We seem to, you know, we always have a fair amount of information, important information from staff and all that comes in fairly, you know, within the 24 hours or so before a board member meeting. And then, you know, like with a couple of hot topics, we had a lot coming from all sides, industry, conservation people, all coming in that Hillary is struggling to deal with and forward to us all. And, you know, I feel like, oh, I have a real duty to be looking at this, all of this information, and being have a chance to read it. And some of it was coming in this morning after the meeting has started. I'm just wondering. Obviously, scolding isn't the proper avenue here. What we do or ask for that will, you know, I just don't think they get what it is like to be on this board and have to be dealing with these important issues and wanting to be respectful of input, but literally having no chance to even look at it.
I think it's a good, it's a valid issue. I wonder if, you know, we could somehow encourage folks who want to provide written it prior to a board meeting by saying we're going to send a packet to the board members of all of the input that we receive, I don't know, a week ahead of time or something like that. If you want to be included in that packet, that's the time to get it to us. Otherwise, you're at your own risk.
Even a couple of days.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Is there such a thing as putting a time limit?
Well, you know, anybody can send you anything you want, right? I mean, that they want to. They can send it to us individually. But Hillary may have an opportunity, and I'm partly asking her this question, to say, you know, I provide the board with this information ahead of time to be included in that packet. You figure out the date or how many days ahead of time. Otherwise, you know, it might not be reviewed by the board in time for the meeting. To ensure that the board will have it in time for the meeting. Here's how.
So the other part of that is we not only want to look at how far ahead of the meeting so that we actually have an opportunity to review it and consider it, but we also need to think in terms of how much time they have after the meeting materials are released to look at stuff to get their comments to us.
Right.
We want to make sure they have an opportunity to review the staff reports and whatnot before we cut off the official comment period.
So part of this dynamic, I think, would be different if it's a decision item versus an information item.
Right.
And so we are still accepting public comment for the record until when? August 5th. And so there's always a way, and frankly, the board's email box for making comments to the board, it's always open. So there's no limit on that. I think this is, we've always been careful, and this board has historically allowed live public comment on everything, whether it's informational or not, but in particular around decision topics. We're maintaining that real time because things can be revealed in the meeting or in the board discussion of itself. Yes. But what I'm hearing is that you would like us to give some space and expectation to public that if you want this material to be read prior to the board meeting, send it in by X date. Recognizing Cindy's comment that we need to give adequate time for them to provide it. And then any submitted after that would be entered into the public record, but may not be viewed by the board prior to the meeting. Is that, would that perfect. Be the problem?
Perfect.
Yes. That's an encouragement.
I think we want to always have an open door, but if we could have that, I think that would be appropriate. I mean, we're just dealing with human nature here. I would start my homework at 10 o'clock at night the night before, of course.
Did you guys capture that okay?
I think we did, and if we require any clarification, we'll send that out to the board for confirmation, but I think I gathered everything.
Great.
And we'll, if with your permission, Board Chair, I can include it on the second page of our agenda with the instructions for public.
Yeah, I think that would be ideal.
Great. And then I'll probably create a draft language and send it out to you, BCC, so you guys can provide feedback back to me.
Okay.
Sounds good. And I think the idea, at least in my mind, is that we're trying to provide some guidance to the public so that they can be more effective in making sure that we are able to hear them before we make decisions, as opposed to trying to close down an opportunity for the public to communicate.
Yeah.
We just need to make sure they understand that we have physical limitations and are not going to be able to review and incorporate their comments if they don't get it to us with enough lead time.
Right. Okay. Executive session, we don't discuss. Committee for Family Forest Land annual report. I don't really think there was any follow-up related to that other than the normal course of business.
Two follow-ups that I had heard just to make sure we got them on the record. There was a suggestion to come back and share data on family forest land owner values. Yeah. I don't know. We did present that to the board quite a while ago, and I don't know if they've updated that value survey, but we're going to look into that, and we can think about when we would bring that back to the board. And then the other one was continue to work on the Eastern Oregon family forest land viability issue.
Okay. Forest Trust Land Advisory Committee testimony. I know everybody has seen the letter that Peter and I sent. I'm not sure there's anything further to discuss on that one at the moment.
No. All I can say is that relationship has nowhere to go but up.
HCP will be back, obviously, in October, and an FMP update, I think Liz said in September. We just had the climate change discussion, and we just did the follow-up on that as well. So I think unless there's anything for the good of the order, I think we are done with today's meeting.
There was one more thing that was for the good of the order. I did want to have an open discussion. We talked informally about this, about the comfort level with engaging in persons. And so we've been running now with a couple of virtual meetings. I think this is this our third one?
Yeah, I think so.
Our third one. And we had been operating like, okay, well, we'll see if we need to do it virtual again. I think we're at the point that at least till the end of the year, we should assume that they're virtual, and the exception would be otherwise. And so that will give us, free us up a little bit in terms of planning, because the way we will hold a meeting, if it's a, particularly the retreat where we want to be engaged, will be different virtually than otherwise. And so we want to be careful. So I saw a couple thumbs up. Any concerns with moving forward that way? Mm-hmm. Great. The other thing we wanted to do is there was some, in your self-evaluation, there was some discussion about missing the off-sites and the tours. And while you're all here, does anybody have a, what's your comfort level for perhaps going on a tour if we could maintain in the woods, if we can maintain social distancing throughout the process for the board? And okay, so one, thank you, Brenda.
I'd be okay with it.
Peter, I think the problem is the transportation, not the in the woods part.
Right. So I'm sorry. Thanks for bringing that up. If we could do social distancing in the total tour process from the beginning to the end, and we would be clear about that. I don't want to put the effort in to trying something like that unless there's a few that might be interested. And so we would want to, it would be if we could meet that standard, Cindy. And still, some people aren't going to be comfortable even with that, and I don't blame them. Tom?
Yeah, I just...
Jim?
I think Brenda has a comment, too.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to explain my thumbs down. I think much depends upon the context, and I agree with Cindy that, and you, Peter, that, if the full transportation and time in the woods can be socially distanced, that's great. The risk is minimum. But, Oregon is part of the crowd of states that's increasing at the moment. So in a few more months, things may look different. But right now, I don't think being out with other people is a good idea. And I think we just need to kind of play this one by ear. If there's a vaccine, that makes things different. If the cases have dropped down to, hardly anything, that's different. But right now, I don't think it's the time to do this.
Great. Thank you. Cindy, are you, where are you, on yay or nay?
I'm on that same fashion. I still haven't gone in to get my hair cut. I'm not exposing myself to anybody. So I think if we had just the board members out in the woods and we all individually drove our own vehicles, it probably would work. But I don't know that that's, number one, legal. I think it has to be open to the public. And I can't vision how you could make that up to the COVID standards. So I'd be very leery.
Thank you. I have people telling me all the time about public meeting laws, so I recognize your concern. Mike.
Well, I would be for it if you could do that, but under the circumstances that it would depend on where it's at, right? I mean, if it's a county that has a lot of cases, I'm not interested. But if it's in a county where there's no or little cases, it would make me feel more comfortable.
Thank you, Jim.
Sounds like everybody wants to come to Grant County. That'll work for me. This is a very frustrating one, but I think it's probably not the right time, and I hate saying that.
Well, one thing I'd point out is we don't know what the time for this would be. I mean, I think presumably it would be sometime in the fall is a possibility, but I guess I'm willing to explore it, and if it can work out the way folks are talking about, to try it. But and I'm doing similar things on my own, but you know, hiking with a few other people and that sort of thing. So,
thank you, Tom. Yep. And Joe, where are you constrained? Or
yeah, I mean, I'm open to it. However, I would. You know, if I did something like that, I would have to quarantine for 2 weeks with my company and so on. So it would have some effects on me if I any kind of extended travel that I do right now. But I'm open to it. I think as long as I understood what it was and where it was.
And by the way, I think we don't want anybody to go who has obviously who is not comfortable with it. So, I mean, this would not be often when we have done tours, we have not had a full board, and it hasn't been a board meeting. So, anyway.
And so this has been real. I know this is an uncomfortable topic in a lot of ways, and you know, but this was an important for us to be able to really serve you as a board. And so kind of knowing where you're at and where you're feeling is important. So thank you very much. For that conversation. So that was the last thing for the good of the order, Tom.
All right, then. Thanks, everybody. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
You can leave.
Thanks.
Bye.
Stay safe.